Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Chris Cruz. Say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing today? We're back with another great episode. We have a multitude of topics to talk about today. So I hope you guys are ready to get into it, because we are. So, Jay, if you're ready, go ahead and introduce the topic to our people.
Sure. So, guys, like my brother said, we got a multitude of topics to talk to you about today. We're going to be talking about the Mets beating the Dodgers. We're going to be talking about Lamar Odom, what happened to him. We're going to be talking about Johnny Manziel. And we're going to be talking about Michael Jordan and Nike release new show on Cyber Monday. So let's get this popping. We can start with one of the topics that we were talking about yesterday, which is Lamar Odom and his coma. So what's going on with that?
Apparently, from what I know, we talked about this yesterday, guys, and we told you we would keep you updated. So that's what we're going to do. Apparently, from the news I got, Lamar Odom comes out of the coma and he briefly spoke to Khloe Kardashian. What great news, right? I mean, I know everyone had heard about this at some point or at this point already. Yesterday, we were talking about how he was in the coma from a drug overdose, and now it turns out that he's finally awoke. So, guys, Lamar Odom ended up waking up and then spoke briefly. I mean, he's still not back to 100%. They don't know if he will ever be, but he's woken up, and that's just a good thing. I mean, hopefully he can only improve from there.
Yeah, we can only hope that he improves and gets better. But do you know what it is that he told her? Is there any rumors going around? What?
I mean, from what I heard, from what the sources have told ET, Lamar Odom, when he awoke, just said hi to Khloe. But everything else around that is being guarded to what, I mean, I don't think they know, like, the entire conversation. But apparently he woke up, like, talked to Khloe for a little bit, said hi to her. But everything else about his condition and what he said is being guarded, and not much information has leaked from there.
Okay. Understandable. You know, they're trying to keep it closely guarded. But, you know, I kind of want to know what was said. I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines like, hey, you know, well, Khloe was like, how you doing? Hope you're feeling better, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't know the ongoing, the two of them, but I'm pretty sure, you know, it's nothing personal, you know?
Well, according to a source that's close to Lamar Odom, apparently when he woke up and after they pulled the ventilator tube out of his mouth, he the first thing he said, he was like, morning. This is a quote, by the way. Morning. Hi, baby. And that's what he said to Khloe. So that was the first thing he said as soon as he saw her after he woke up. But other than that, they don't really have much. The good part about this is that he's finally woke up, so now people can stop worrying whether he was going to come out of the coma or not. I believed that he would. I was, like, in the state of mind where I was, like, almost, like, 100%. I was, like, 90-something percent certain that he would have come out of the coma. I don't know why. I just had that feeling that he would, and I'm glad he did. But I wonder, what I really want to know is if his condition is going to improve, and if so, how much? Will he make 100% recovery? Because, you know, that's something very serious. I want to know what the doctors think, but they haven't released much information yet, so I guess we're going to have to wait on that.
All right, then I guess we'll continue to follow this story then. So moving on to one of the other stories that we were talking about yesterday is one of our baseball stories here. We're going to keep you guys updated with the Dodgers and Mets game because that was going to be decided. Now, for those of you who don't know already, the outcome of the last game turned out that the Mets beat the Dodgers.
So I was completely wrong. I just want to throw that out there. Yes, I was wrong that they would, that the Dodgers would end up pulling out the win, and so were you, Jay. We were both wrong. So for those of you guys who were listening, we both bet against the Mets, and we would be wrong. I just didn't think they had it, but apparently they're moving on to the next round, and the Dodgers are not. So boo to us. Boo to us.
Yeah, they should have had Clayton Kershaw pitch again. Even though he pitched last game, they should have had him pitch this game as well. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah,
I thought this
was his arm.
The Dodgers need it.
Yeah, if you want to destroy his arm, go for it.
Of course, you know, but he, if he wanted it bad enough, he could have went another couple innings. But not apparently, you know, they just got the out. They don't want it bad enough. Well, if they probably wanted it, it just didn't go their way, you know. Thing with baseball, or any sport, actually, is whoever's hotter at the time wins. But I thought this would be the Dodgers' year, whether to make it to the championship or actually win the whole thing. And they didn't have enough.
Yeah, but when I saw that the Mets ended up taking the game, the first thing that came to mind, or one of the first things that came to mind, you know, you think the Dodgers are going to pull this off because, I mean, look how much money they spent building this team. Over $300 million on the roster altogether. And, like, you would think spending all that money on key players, like, this had to be the year for them. They spent all that money trying to build a team that could win the World Series. And yet again, they fall short. I mean, I know money isn't everything. I mean, you've seen teams with low salary that can go out and win the World Series. But you expect, especially an organization that wants to win now, when you spend that much money on players, you have to win. It's like if you don't, it's World Series or bust. Because when you're spending that much money, I mean, anything less than that is a bad season. So that's the first thing that came to mind for me when I heard that the Dodgers lost. And I was like, I mean, now they have to. Are they going to stick with the same team? Or they obviously they might make some changes because they weren't good enough to win. But I mean, what can they do? What do they have to do?
I don't know. They have to. You know, it's all about a recipe that works or a recipe for success. The Phillies founded it a couple years ago when they had all that pitching, and they had players who played well together, meaning Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard, you know, that key core group of guys plus really good pitching. In my opinion, it all comes down to the pitching. If you have a good group of pitchers, more than likely you have a better chance of winning than a lot of other teams. I think pitching is the most important thing. It even goes over hitting in my book or in my opinion.
I mean, the Giants. They've won multiple World Series in the last, like, 10 years. Strictly on pitching. Yeah, they've had hitting here and there, but what's been carrying them is their pitching. So, I mean, obviously pitching's the focus point on almost any roster. And I agree with you there. Like, they need to I don't know if they should revamp their pitching, but, you know, you need to focus on it.
Exactly. Maybe like a couple more key pitchers here and there will help them or give them better chances because they spent a lot of money on like key position players and they didn't end up winning. And they do have some really good pitchers on that team, notably Clayton Kershaw, but they need some other pitchers, you know, to help them along because Clayton Kershaw can't pitch every game. So they need some other pitchers to help them along. Instead of spending all this money on position players, because they have talented position players. What they really need is pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I agree with you. Their pitching needs a little bit of improvement, but overall, I like their rotation. Their bullpen I'm okay with. To be honest with you, I can't really name pretty much anyone from their bullpen. But I'm okay with the Dodgers lineup. I liked it. I mean, they spent all that money for a reason. Those are notable names in their lineup, their starting rotation. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, like we're talking about, we keep name-dropping him. That's because he's probably the best pitcher in the league as of right now. And I know that tends to change every year or two, but Clayton Kershaw has had a lot of success, especially in the last 4 or 5 seasons. He's been almost unhittable. So you have to start with him and then, like, revamp the starting rotation around him and maybe get – I would personally, I would recommend getting, like, a bullpen pitcher here and there because they make up a, they take a large chunk of the inning. So you get someone that you can really rely on in the bullpen. They have solid starters. So, I mean, you do that. I feel like their hitters are going to come around. I mean, they pay them all that money to hit the ball, and they're not bad. So, I don't know. I like the Dodgers lineup. I can't really tell you what was their shortcoming this year, but I'll go with you with the pitching. I think that's what they really need to look at, because pitching is what's going to win you games. Because in the playoffs, that's what needs to carry you, especially.
Yeah, I completely agree. But let's look at the other side of this. Let's focus on the Mets at this point. What do you think the Mets did right to get the W?
Well, the Mets, well, you know, for me, the Mets, I didn't think they were going to have a great year. But they fooled me. Apparently, they are a lot better than I gave them credit for. And I don't know, I think... Personally, like, for me, for someone who hasn't been keeping up with the Mets, especially because that's not my team, that's not a team that I like to watch, especially only really in the playoff time, I mean, to me, they're playing a lot better all the way around. Their defense isn't bad. Their bats have been coming alive. Their bats are a lot better than I thought they were going to be, but they're pitching. Like, we've been talking about pitching, 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 and I can't harp on it enough. That's what's been surprising me about them, and obviously their pitching is what's keeping them in games.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But the Mets just ended up pulling it out against Zach Greinke, who, in my opinion, is the Dodgers' second-best pitcher. I love Zach Greinke, and they ended up getting the W against him. I mean, he's going to be thinking, like, what
he's a solid pitcher for the Mets, too.
Exactly. Yes, he is. The Mets have a really good lineup. I feel like this might be, I don't know if this is their year, but they're going to have a good year this year. I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. I don't believe so, but they're going to the National League Championship game. So, I mean, that's a pretty good year for them. When's the last time they've been back here?
For the life of me, I cannot tell you that. The only time I remember them making it to the World Series, to be honest with you, was when they played the Yankees. And I can't even name drop that year for you. But other than that year, I can't recall a time when they've made it this deep into the playoffs. But that I know you remember it. We watched it growing up when the Yankees played the Mets in the World Series. That was the only time that I can remember making it to that stage. And other than that, I don't remember them making it this deep, at least this deep in the playoffs.
Exactly, yeah. Like you said, the last time I remember them making it was against the Yankees in the World Series. And they ended up losing that, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the Yankees took that World Series, which, you know, I'm pretty sure. Because they take most of them, like 80% of the time. When they make it there, they win.
Yeah, but... I mean, they just pulled it out. They ended up winning the game 3-2 with a solo shot that put them up by one. And I believe it was the sixth or seventh inning that was hit. They get hot at the right times. They get the hits that they need to get. I mean, and against Zach Greinke, who by all means had a stellar year this year, one of the best pitchers this year, in my opinion, stellar year. And they ended up pulling it out against him. So.
Sorry to interrupt you real quick, but just so I can throw this stat out, you were asking me when was the last time they've been there. The last time they've been to this round, the National League Championship Series, was in 2006. So I looked that up for you, and so now we have an answer. It's a definite answer. 2006 was the last time they made it this far.
Which is a long, long time ago. But, I mean, good for the Mets. Who do you think is going to be in the World Series if you can cast it right now?
Well, I mean, I called it and I was wrong. So now, I mean, I have to jump on someone's bandwagon. I just feel like at this point, no matter who I say, if I pick a team, they're going to be the next ones eliminated. But, I mean, at this stage in the game, I'm hoping that maybe the Cubs take it. I would like to see them win something. I wouldn't even mind if the Mets win, to be honest with you. Like, all of my teams have been eliminated. I just want to see a good World Series. I just want to see some good series in October. But I wouldn't mind if Chicago wins. What about you?
Exactly. Like, there's two teams that, you know, I kind of didn't think we would be seeing in the National League Championship this year, which is the Cubs and the Mets. I didn't think we'd be seeing them on it, quite honestly. But if I had to pick one of them, I'm going with the Cubs to beat them and make it to the World Series. And I'm going with the Blue Jays to make it to the World Series as well.
And who's going to be your World Series winner, Jay?
Huh. You know, if I was smart about this, I would go with, you know, Back to the Future. They predicted what would happen this year with the Cubs winning. But they are cursed, so I'm going with Toronto.
All right, you guys have heard it here, hot off the press. Jay has called the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series. I guess we're going to see how that's going to go. I like your idea that Back to the Future mentioned it. It's prophesied. It's bound to happen. Maybe they break their curse. I'm going to go with Chicago this year, guys. That's my pick. But that's going to wrap it up for us right now. We're about to head into commercial break. Don't be sad, guys. We'll be right back. So just sit tight with us. We'll be right back at this commercial break, guys. Have fun. See you in a little bit.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers. Just apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show, and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Bristol Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion?
For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, hey, what's up to our people?
Hey, people. Welcome back, guys. You know, we just took a short commercial break. You know, as always, we missed you, too. I know you guys missed us. But where we left off, we just finished talking about the Mets advancing to their first NLCS since 2006. And Lamar Odom, thankfully, came out of his coma. So we're still waiting to see whether he makes a full recovery or not, but we're happy enough as it is. So, guys, this is the second half of our show. And I want to start off with someone who's quite popular. Most of you guys know him as Johnny Football. So we're going to get started with Johnny Manziel. Jay, do you know exactly what it is that he did or what happened to him?
All I know is Johnny Manziel got pulled over by police.
Yeah, so guys, that's the headline right there. For those of you who haven't heard, I mean, this is pretty recent, but apparently Johnny Manziel was pulled over, you know, by the police. So, yes, again, he had trouble with the law. You know, he's in the news for something other than football this time again. But apparently he was pulled over by police for after arguing with his girlfriend, and he was drinking. So apparently it was a domestic argument, which got out of hand. And this was reported by WEW News Channel 5 in Cleveland. And there was argument between Johnny Manziel and his girlfriend, Colleen Elizabeth, and the police were called after Manziel for Johnny Manziel and his girlfriend after they got into an argument. So, guys, yet again, Johnny Manziel is in the news for something other than football. I mean, what else can we say about him? I'm happy that he's attempting to you know, make his, you know, be in the headlines for something other than, you know, doing bad things. He wants to be in the headlines for playing football, but yet again, he gets himself into trouble for no reason. He's a professional now. He has to stay out of the news. He can't keep doing this. Something's got to give with him. And I thought he was making strides to, you know, after the rehab and everything, he's making strides to try to get his career back on track. And, yeah, maybe this is just a little bump in the road, but he has to have fewer and fewer bumps. He can't just keep, you know, having problems like this.
Well, but, I mean, the good news,
I just want to get this out the way before you say what you got to say, Jay. The good news is about all of this, yeah, it's a story that's made news and maybe it shouldn't have, but the good news is that he was not arrested or charged with anything. So I just want to put that out there before you guys think, you know, that this amounted to something huge. It didn't. We're bringing this up mostly because he's in the news again for something other than football.
So, my opinion is, I don't think it was that bad. I mean, we all argue with our significant others, girlfriends, whatever. Maybe it got out of hand. As long as he didn't put his hands on her. You know, we all have to tone it down a little bit, you know. I don't know how aggressive he got or how he was yelling at her, but we all fight or get into arguments with other people or significant others. So I don't see it was that bad. Doesn't sound like it was that bad. Maybe he was drinking, but as long as he was drinking legally and not drinking and driving, but it sounds like he might have been since he got pulled over. It doesn't sound like, you know, you were telling me the story, Chris, and it didn't sound that bad to me. Yeah, his name's in the news again for something other than football, which he has to be smarter about, and he can't keep doing this because it's just another storyline that doesn't pertain to his team in any way. And, you know, that is that does cause distractions. So he has to stop with that. But as far as this being out of hand, it's not. And I just think it's blown out of proportion just because he's Johnny Manziel. If he's just a regular person, no one would really care.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is he doesn't want to be a distraction to his team anymore, so he has to, you know, find better you know, find better ways to keep him. Maybe stay at home more. I don't know if that's what it's going to take, but he needs to do something. He can't continue to be a distraction for his team, though this is a minor one, and he has been better as of late. I mean, just to like, tell you a story, after the police was called, Mandel said he and Crowley had been drinking in downtown Cleveland, and the officers, though, didn't believe that the couple were intoxicated enough to warrant a charge or arrest on either of them. But the girlfriend, Crowley, she did claim that Johnny Manziel pushed her head into the window, and police found an abrasion on her arm. Though it was speculated that the reason she had this abrasion was because while the car was driving, they were going high speed, and at one point she attempted to jump out of the car or something like that. And the abrasion was believed to be Johnny Manziel grabbing her to keep her from jumping out of the car while they were driving that fast. So neither of them were arrested or charged for anything. Alcohol was involved, though. Johnny Manziel was stated he only had two drinks, while his girlfriend was the higher intoxicated one, but neither of them were like much over the legal limit. So the good news is, yeah, no arrests or charges were made, which, you know, we can say thank you. But my personal opinion, he can't just keep being a distraction. He's doing better, and I applaud him for that. He's trying to turn his life around. But he needs to, I would recommend for him just to stay home and stop getting yourself in headlines unless you're in the headlines for throwing, like, breaking, like, 12 records or something like that.
Exactly. He needs to just stay home and watch some or something like that, or study the game, you know, just work on his game. But,
or go on YouTube and type Google how not to get in trouble or how to stay out of trouble or fun things to do at home when you're trying not to get in trouble.
Exactly. Anyways, moving on to our next story and our last story for tonight, guys. Michael Jordan and Nike release new shoe on Cyber Monday. Tell us about that, Chris.
Well, you said it all right there. Michael Jordan and Nike are releasing a special edition Air Jordan 1 on Cyber Monday. I mean, what else is there to say? Guys, I know a lot of us out there are sneakerheads. I might not be one of them, but you guys might be. So we're over here to drop some knowledge on you that on Cyber Monday, these sneakers will be coming out. So if you guys are ready for it, you guys can look into that and be excited for it, because I know how much people love Jordans, because Jordans is the shoe to get.
That's right. Jordans get sold out so quickly. Like, I've seen people get one person get like four laptops, put it in front of them, or trying to order the shoe online and have to click on four separate laptops, enter just to buy the shoe on one of them. You know, it gets crazy out there, and Jordans get sold very quickly. And, you know, I know Jordan is a big name and the shoes look cool, but I'm kind of wondering how it became such a brand and such a, like, necessity, you know?
I mean, Jordans is a popular shoe. Michael Jordan, you know, since he was affiliated with Day, he's the best basketball player in NBA history. I mean, that just adds to it. And they're good-looking shoes, and they're cheap to make, and they're expensive to buy. They're just popular shoes, and I can see why. I mean, now that the brand is so popular, I mean, just because of their popularity and who they're associated with makes it something people want to buy more, and people want to get all the shoes and all the brands and all the different types of things. So it's going to continue to remain popular, especially as long as Michael Jordan is associated with the shoe. And that's my opinion on it, not to mention, you know, you got to get some Jordans. They're just cool-looking shoes. But, guys, just so you know, Cyber Monday is going to be on November 30th, and the Jordan brand will release a special edition of the Air Jordan 1 Retro High OGs. So, guys, that's the shoe that's going to be out on Cyber Monday. And if you guys are looking into it, get it, because apparently the shoes are cool-looking. I don't know if you've seen them. I haven't. But if you guys have seen them, you know that they're very sleek shoes. And the article I was reading about them, about Cyber Monday, described them. And from what I've read, they sound very, very, you know, they sound very, like, sleek, good-looking shoes. So if you guys are into that stuff, I recommend looking into it. I'm sure you guys can either buy them and then sell them for twice the amount, or you just get them and wear them and have fun looking cool with them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll probably check those out. I don't know if I'll get them the same day. I'll probably just, you know, wait on them. But, guys, we pretty much have reached the end of our show. we just, if you liked any of the topics that we talked about and you have your own opinions on them or just want to bring up something, you can message us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is JFilms. Chris, tell them yours.
At ChristianCruise66, guys.
So that is it for our show tonight. Thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We'll be back on Monday from 11 to 3. Later, guys.
Now shut up and drive.